Andrea Baez from the Lynn YMCA is joining us. And Andrea, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Andrea, I think the Y does so much work that a lot of folks really don't know that the Y does. And now in this time of need, a lot of the things that you might normally do, you can't do because you're closed at some level. But as far as the Lynn YMCA is concerned, you guys are one of those emergency child care centers. Tell us about that.
Sure. So we have opened our doors for essential workers that still need to go to work to fight the COVID-19 virus. So people who work at the health center, people who work at Market Basket, first responders, they still need care for their children. And so we have opened our doors in a very different capacity than what we are used to. During regular times, our building sees about 600 kids a day. We currently have the capacity for 40 youth, ranging 2.9 years up through 12 and 13. As you can imagine, we are using the entire building to keep them as distant as we possibly can from each other, while still providing them care while their parents are at work during this challenging time.
What are the hours of that? Are they regular daytime hours?
Yes, so we are open 7 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Gotcha. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is you are also doing meals there later on in the day, because Lynn schools are doing them in the middle of the day, right?
Correct. So we, during our regular operations, we serve hot supper every night at the Lynn YMCA. So between 5:30 and 6:30, youth in the city can come and get a hot meal. We've had to make an adjustment, obviously, where we can't have crowds gather, but we are a grab-and-go site from 2 to 5. That way that kids who need food at dinner time, not necessarily breakfast and lunch as the schools are doing, can come by the Y and they can pick up a meal and take it home. We also are working with the Lynn Mass Emergency Coalition, and we've become a diaper drop-off site. So people have been donating diapers, and families who need them have been calling to pick them up as well. So we are really trying to use our space where we do have emergency child care being open. We are really looking to bring in whatever we can, which is safe, but what the community needs. So diaper drive or food service, we are looking into doing a blood drive in the building. So things like that, because if we do have the capability to be open for that small capacity, we want to utilize as much as we can for the city itself.
Are you looking for any specific donations at this time?
Sure. So we are looking for diaper donations. We are looking for monetary donations. The state is funding in a very minimal capacity the emergency child care. It is actually, about $2,500 per week for the room, which is not covering staffing, never mind disinfecting and cleaning and assorted other things. So the Y website does have a donate now to the Y Emergency Fund, which will help assist with emergency staffing and things like that as we navigate these new times.
Tell us about the kind of the decision-making process and what the Lynn Y and the other group of Ys that you're associated with, what the decision-making process was regarding the eventual shutting down.
So we knew that we had to take the recommendations of the cities that we work in and with the state, and we had to close our doors for the Y as we know it. But we did make some decisions about how we would still continue to be the Y. So we are doing virtual classes for people that they can go on to YouTube and they can take Y classes. We are getting groups of our Y Academy learners together via Zoom calls so children can still see their classmates. We are doing things online so people can see favorite instructors or staff or teachers. So we're really utilizing everything that we can in order for people to understand that our doors may physically be closed, but the Y, like it has for so many years, is continued to reach our clientele. And part of that right now, we're reaching out to senior members and calling them to see if any of them have needs. And some of it is just somebody to talk to. They're so happy to hear a familiar Y voice on the other end of the phone, just checking in, because like Ys across the country, we are a place, we're a second family for people. So we are really utilizing the resources that we still do have, which is people power, for the small group of us that are still working, to reach out and connect people and really figure out what we can do to help bridge the gap during this unprecedented time that we're in.
Andrea, I have one last question for you, but feel free to add something else at the end. Well, I'll give you some time, but if I something I didn't ask you about, but the new Y, the construction of the new Y is going up right next to the current YMCA in Lynn, right there on Neptune Boulevard. So give us an update and progress on the construction of the new Y.
Sure. So construction is actually still running. It has not been shut down. There is definitely different practices and procedures in place that you can physically see from a few weeks back to now. We actually got windows last week, which is so exciting because it's really starting to take the shape of the new building. We will continue for as long as it is safe for us and safe for the workers who are working on the building to continue. Fingers crossed, we will not have to move that date, but if we do, for the safety of people, we certainly will. And we're excited. We're excited for the comeback. We're excited for when those doors do open, because that project has been so long and it has been moving along so steadily. We had this glorious winter without winter conditions that really paused it, and then for COVID-19 to kind of pause the world. It was scary to think that the building progression would stop again, because it has been a long time, but it is continuing. There are less people on site, but they are still working. And we are delighted to be able to reopen when it is safe for people to gather again and safe for people to be in our doors. But until then, we will continue to meet the needs of our community in any way that we can.
Andrea, you may have mentioned it and I missed it.
Virtual classrooms. We are really trying to make sure that our members know that we are there and we are missing them. And we want to do whatever we can to keep them engaged with us until we can open our doors again.
You may have mentioned the tentative opening date of the new building, but when would that be?
We are looking, fingers crossed, November 16th, the doors will open.
November 16th. Huh? All right, great. Right on. That's pretty exact, Andrea. Anything else you want to share with us about the, life at the Y in these times, as you mentioned?
I just think that if people just took a minute when they thought about people who are fighting this terrible virus, if they just paused and thought about the people who are working with the kids, it is a new environment. So it is children that we don't necessarily know, kids who have never been in our facilities before, kids who may not have ever been in daycare before, who I'm sure are stressed themselves because their parents are on the front lines of this. So our staff are really doing everything that they can for a little bit of normalcy for them. And they really are heroes. I mean, some of these staff are young kids who are showing up every single day and, taking all the precautionary measures that they can to keep themselves safe and healthy, but really trying to make sure that they are providing some normalcy for these kids whose worlds are just upside down right now.
Well, Andrea, you got to where I wanted to get to, but you did it much better than I could have, I'm sure. But giving a shout out to your staff, absolutely. And, they are doing very important work. And obviously, we're, as a community, very grateful to have people like that working, or a part of our community, for sure.
Thank you so much. We're so happy to be able to help.
Andrea, thanks so much for your time, and fingers crossed. Best of luck. We'll be looking forward to November 16.
Excellent. Thank you.
Andrea Baez, Senior Executive Director, YMCA, the Lynn Branch. And this is Connections here on MSONewsSports.com.